Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're going to dive into a topic here about how crazy you've been, or you were, over love. When you were blinded by love and lust and all the crazy things that we've done. This is all based off a message that came in from a woman named QT, is what she put.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a play on, you know.
That's a gas station.
Cutie.
Quick Trip.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
QT.
Katie, come on.
She likes the iced tea, too. I get it.
Yeah. So here's what QT says. JKJ, need outside opinions. I genuinely don't trust my own judgment anymore. Been dating this dude for a few months. Things are good. She says, not official, but definitely more than casual. Okay. He gave me the code to his place a while back, and sometimes when he's at work or out, I let myself in. I don't take anything. I don't snoop. I just sit on the couch, walk around, maybe straighten things up a little. Being there makes me feel close to him when I miss him. Oh. I've also driven by his place before when he hasn't texted back, just to see if his car is there. I'm not confronting him or doing anything dramatic. I just tell myself it helps calm my anxiety. Now, she said she's told her friends about what she does. She says her friends are split on this. Some say it's harmless and kind of romantic. She says, my mom says I need to stop immediately. Mom.
She's like, I don't want to bail you out. I'm sorry.
So she says, hey, have you guys been in my position where you're crazy in love and you do stupid things? Love the show. Hope you read my message on the air. And that's from QT.
Okay, so he doesn't know she's in there.
I guess his dude
that?
Doesn't have
does
cameras
now.
Or
like,
anything.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, she just lets herself in and just sits on his couch. Smells yeah, his pillows. I don't know what she's
so
doing.
Weird.
It is so weird, but it's like when you're in love and you're obsessed with somebody, you do crazy things
you
like this.
Do. And it reminds me, like, when I lived in Grand Junction, I was seeing this guy, and I had a relationship with the one of the car dealerships there, right? So I got to go get a new car every week and make a video about it. So every week I had a new car that nobody knew about. So I would take that car and drive by his house because he knew it wasn't my car.
Oh,
but
smooth.
I wanted to see. I know. And like,
so smooth.
I would be at that stop sign staring, like, just
was
like,
it to see if he was being
he
naughty,
yeah, to
or
see
was
if
it
there were other girls, like, I was
of course.
Like,
oh,
yeah,
crazy.
Exactly, like, I use those cars, like, so I get it, the mind does crazy things when you like somebody else, it
yeah.
does, it justifies stupid stuff
and
real
especially,
quick,
you know, if they're not messaging back instantly now, where
yeah.
everyone, we know you have your phone on you, it's like, where are you,
yeah,
you're gonna do goofy things, like, break into their house with their dog,
I know, totally,
so, listen, what did you do when you were crazy in love? Did you do something silly? Something kind of weird? Your friends are like, stop it. Or looking back, you're like, why the hell did I do that? Here's Kimmy Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Well, hi. So did you do something crazy for love? What's going on?
Well, this is actually after we had broken up. We've been broken up for about a month. And I noticed his car was at a girl's house that I knew. And I, for some reason, his car was unlocked and he had a pair of his jeans in the back of his car and I stole them out.
You
I don't
stole
even
his
know
pants?
Why. I didn't even do anything with them. I was like, oh, I'm going to get him back. And I stole these pants out of the back of his car. It was just like the dumbest reaction. But I think I was just so mad that he was at this friend's house. I don't even know why I did the jeans.
You're like, he's not going to have pants for weeks now because
right?
of me.
Have pants.
Kim, why do I feel like you went home and put the pants on?
I know.
I don't think I did.
Maybe
I honestly
the pants.
Think I just threw them away, but I just went, why did I take the pants out of his car? I don't know.
To this day.
Oh, that's so weird.
To this day.
It's funny weird. How goofy we get, right?
We get very goofy and crazy.
I don't know how long you've listened to this show, but I've told the story
forever.
Forever? Well, thank you, first of
forever.
All.
Forever.
But I've
You're
told
so a, welcome.
I've told a story about how when I started dating Nick Nack, you know, she was with a guy for quite a while before me, and he gave her a promise ring. And I found that promise ring within the first couple months that we were dating, and I took it and I bent it up and I smashed it and I threw it down the heating vent in her room at the apartment that she was living in. And looking back, I'm like, why in the world did I do that? What did that ring do to me?
But it's funny, in the moment, in both situations here, I'm sure, Kim, you were like, he's going to hate this. I'm stealing his pants.
No.
And you probably thought she was just going to be so mad.
Yeah,
about
I was like,
ring.
Well, she's going to go back to this guy. I'm going to throw his ring away.
You better throw it away. Yeah, totally justified it.
I don't even think he realized. I mean, he definitely didn't know it was me that did it. So I don't even know what... You know what I was thinking.
He's like, nobody knows what you're
day,
thinking.
To this day, I don't know where those pants are.
I know. He's still wandering around somewhere, Kim, looking for those pants. You showed him.